The University of Maine's effort to pioneer floating offshore wind technology took a $100 million leap forward today with the announcement that two industry heavyweights are going to invest in development of the project near Monhegan Island. Fred Bever has more.
A subsidiary of the Mitsubishi company called Diamond Offshore Wind is joining with RWE Renewables to invest the $100 million to build and deploy a full-scale floating wind farm at the site. It's about 14 miles off Maine's coast. The new company, called New England Aquaventus, will collaborate with the University of Maine Composites program that was the incubator for the project's unique floating platform technology. Chris Wissman, a longtime executive in the offshore wind industry, will lead the new company.
It's a big endeavor. It will take a couple of years, really, to get this off the ground right? Prove that we can build it with Mainers. We can do this safely, and we can deploy it really as a laboratory for everybody to learn from.
The investment signals the full rehabilitation of an effort that had withered during the governorship of Republican Paul LePage, a fierce opponent of renewable energy projects he characterized as overdependent on consumer subsidies. 2 years ago, his appointees to the State Public Utilities Commission put a hold on a power contract vital to taking the Aquaventus technology beyond the scale model prototype that floats off Monhegan now. But last year, the legislature passed a law signed by the new governor, Democrat Janet Mills, directing the commission to award an above-market power contract to the project.
That set the foundation for this project to take off. So we come in as developer. We are essentially restarting development, selecting the final turbines. We're working on all the engineering details. And so the collaboration with the university is to finish that development, all of that engineering, and now get it ready for construction.
The full-scale project will feature a giant turbine on a floating concrete hull. Maine-based Chinbro will construct the modular platform segments in Brewer and barge them down the Penobscot River to Searsport, where they will be conjoined with the turbine and tower and then taken out to sea. The design was innovated at the University of Maine's Advanced Structures and Composites program, and it aims to allow economically competitive wind energy development in waters deeper than is practical for traditional fixed-platform systems. Backers say it will be the first full-scale floating wind platform in North America, giving Maine a prominent role in a potentially lucrative technology of the future.
It's a big technology play from our perspective, and the university has now 43 patents.
Dr. Habib Dagher leads the university program.
The technology was also designed specifically so it can be built locally to create local jobs. That's really a big distinction between this technology and many others. We don't have to import the hulls from anywhere else. We're going to make them right here in Maine.
The project is expected to create 350 jobs during construction and could be completed by 2023. It has yet to receive any permits, though, and is likely to run into some opposition from fishermen and others worried about offshore wind projects' potential effects on marine life. The new company is hiring Genevieve McDonald, who is a Stonington lobsterman and member of the legislature, to be its liaison with maritime communities. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.